Let's read together Numbers chapter 7. In this long chapter, we have the record of the gifts and offerings that the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel gave at the time of the dedication of the tabernacle and the altar. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 17. Now it came to pass when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle that he anointed it and consecrated it and all its furnishings and the altar and all its utensils. So he anointed them and consecrated them. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their fathers' houses, who were the leaders of the tribes and over those who were numbered, made an offering. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 of the leaders, and for each one an ox. And they presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service. So Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon according to their service. And 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari according to their service, under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things which they carried on their shoulders. Now the leaders offered the dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offered their offering before the altar. For the Lord said to Moses, They shall offer their offering 1 liter each day for the dedication of the altar. And the one who offered his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Now from verses 18 through 83, we have the same identical offerings given by each of the remaining leaders of the 12 tribes. These were given 1 day at a time over 12 successive days. Let's continue reading from verse 84, where the totals are given. Numbers chapter 7, beginning now at verse 84. This was the dedication offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel when it was anointed. 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, and 12 gold pans. Each silver platter weighed 130 shekels, and each bowl 70 shekels. All the silver of the vessels weighed 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 gold pans full of incense weighed 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the pans weighed 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 young bulls, the rams 12, the male lambs in their first year 12, with their grain offering, and the kids of the goats as a sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offerings were 24 bulls, the rams 60, the male goats 60, and the lambs in their first year 60. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. Now when Moses went into the tabernacle of meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony from between the 2 cherubim. Thus he spoke to him. Let's consider a few background notes for our study of this chapter. Numbers chapter 7 is the longest chapter in the Pentateuch and the next to the longest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119, of course, is the longest chapter in the Bible. Numbers chapter 7 is the second longest. We see from verse 1 that here in Numbers chapter 7, we are going back to the time immediately following the setting up of the tabernacle. This is even before the military census of Numbers chapter 1. It was at this time that the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel brought gifts and offerings for the dedication of the tabernacle and altar. These leaders of the 12 tribes are the same leaders that were named in chapter 2 for the 12 tribes. One reason for the 12 successive days of giving, rather than all 12 tribes giving their same gifts on the same day, is that there would be considerable time needed to sacrifice all the animals given in just one tribe's offering. So the offerings were spread out over 12 successive days. Before the offerings for the dedication of the altar were given, we read in verse 3 that the leaders gave a gift of 6 covered carts and 12 oxen to pull the carts. This was a very thoughtful and appropriate gift. The Lord then directed Moses to accept this gift and give it to the Levites to help transport the tabernacle. The Lord always provides for the needs of what he calls his people to do. So Moses gave the Gershonites 2 carts and 4 oxen, and he gave the Merarites 4 carts and 8 oxen. Remember, the Merarites received more carts and oxen because they had the heavy load of transporting all the boards and pillars and posts and sockets of the tabernacle. The Kohathites received no carts and no oxen because they carried everything on their shoulders. Well, more we could give for background, but let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for Numbers chapter 7. Doctrinal point number 1, every gift to God is an offering before the Lord. Every gift to God is an offering before the Lord. Notice from verse 3 that the carts and the oxen that pulled the carts were considered an offering before the Lord. So not just the animals that were given for sacrifices were considered offerings to the Lord, but even the covered carts. The same is true of the dishes and bowls and pans that we read of in the rest of the chapter. These dishes and bowls and pans, by the way, were not for decorative purposes, but were used in the service of the Lord at the tabernacle. That's why all of these items, from dishes to covered carts, were considered offerings to the Lord. The same is true today. Whatever you give to help further the service of the Lord is a gift to God, and therefore an offering before the Lord. You know, about 20 years ago, a friend of mine asked me if we could use a printer for address labels in our ministry. We said, sure. And he gave us this OKiData printer, which we hooked up to our computer, and it's been printing address labels for Growing Christian Ministries ever since. That printer was given as a gift to God, and therefore an offering before the Lord. Another illustration. You know, just this past summer, one of my students went to Uganda on a missions team. She said that on Sunday morning at the local church that they attended, a man put a can of motor oil into the collection plate. Can you believe it? A can of motor oil. It was for the pastor who used a motorbike to visit his congregation. This was a gift to help with the work of the Lord, and therefore a gift to God. Every gift to God is an offering before the Lord. Doctrinal point number 2. Every gift to God is recorded in his book. Every gift to God is recorded in his book. You know, if we were writing this chapter, after verse 17, we would probably have abbreviated the rest of the chapter and written something like, on 12 successive days, the rest of the leaders in Israel gave exactly the same offering for the dedication of the altar. Why did God have Moses repeat this same list of offerings 12 times? I mean, are there no ditto marks in Hebrew? Certainly God could have summarized here, but he doesn't. Why not? Well, one reason is because of the lessons we can learn. And one lesson that we can learn from this chapter is that God is never bored with our worship. We may find this chapter monotonous repetition and tedious reading. Why, some Christians even skip over a chapter like this in their reading through the Bible. But God does not skip over any gift. Every gift to God is important to him. We've seen that these gifts were offerings to the Lord and therefore acts of worship. Even though these were the same gifts presented every day, God was not bored or tired of the same offerings every day because they were given from a right heart. They were given from a true heart of worship. You know, the same is true today. God is never tired of our worship if it's from a pure heart. Did you ever think that God must get bored with our worship? I mean, after all, we sing the same hymns every Sunday. We pray the same kind of prayers. Isn't this boring to God? No, not if it's true worship, and it's not just a ritualistic, mechanical going through the motions. If it's true worship, God is never bored of our worship. God is never bored of our worship if it's from a responsive heart. And God keeps a record of our offerings and service to Him. This is another lesson of this chapter. Every gift to God is recorded in His book. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10 we read, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Hebrews 6:10. God kept a record of every single gift that was given here in Numbers chapter 7, even to the point of repeating the same verses 12 times. Remember that God kept a record of the widow's two mites, Mark chapter 12 and Luke chapter 21. And God keeps a record of every little gift you give to Him as an offering to be used in service for His glory. Every gift to God is recorded in His book. Practical application. Speak to God so that He can speak to you. Speak to God so that He can speak to you. In verse 89, we read, "Now when Moses went into the tabernacle of meeting to speak with Him," that is, speak with God, "he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony, from between the two cherubim. Thus he spoke to him." That is, thus God spoke to Moses. Maybe God shared with Moses His delight and satisfaction with His people at this time. As a leader of God's people at this time, Moses had a special relationship with God. Other than Moses, only the priests could go into the tabernacle, and only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies. But Moses was special. Listen to what God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 25, verses 21 and 22. "You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give to you in commandment to the children of Israel." Exodus 25, verses 21 and 22. Now notice the lesson here in verse 89 of Numbers chapter 7. Moses went into the tabernacle to speak to God, and God spoke to him. Let me ask you, would you like God to speak to you in comfort, in encouragement, maybe about guidance and decisions that you need to make at this time? Follow the pattern that we see here. When we draw near to speak to God, it's at those times that God can and does speak to us. Many Christians say that they want God to speak with them, but they rarely draw near and speak to God. How do we draw near to God? We pray to Him, and we read His Word. Speak to God so that He can speak to you.